You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. It is a pleasure to have everybody joining us this evening all across the country. We've got a tremendous show lined up tonight, a really good one. We've got so much to talk about, and, you know, as many times as I've repeated on this broadcast that an hour just isn't enough, I got some great news for you. If you haven't been following us along, I'll get to that in just a second. First of all, our producer tonight is Sean Young. Mr. Sean Young, doing a bang-up job on the boards. Our emails, if you want to participate on the program this evening, live, shoot me an email at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll get your email out there and read it on the air. Please keep it on topic for those of you folks who have sent some emails that I haven't had a chance to get to in the short amount of time that we've had. As you know, we get back with you by email, but please try to keep the emails on topic. Phone numbers, if you want to participate live on this evening's broadcast, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. And I'll tell you what, it feels really good to have my voice back tonight, so we're going to have an awful lot of fun. Want to introduce again our newest national advertiser, Crossbreed Holsters, LLC. If you're tired of uncomfortable holsters, are you carrying a smaller gun that you want just so you can conceal it? A lot of people do. I know I have. Listen to this letter that they got from Tom T. I got my Super Tuck holster from you for my XD4 back in February. I use it every day, 10 to 12 hours. Sometimes tucked, sometimes not. This is the most comfortable holster I've ever had, holds my XD close to my body, and just makes it disappear. It holds the gun firmly, yet easy and fast to draw. Who says you can't conceal a full-size gun? They've obviously never tried a Super Tuck. I love it. That's Tom T. Thanks very much to Crossbreed. Try one today. You can reach him at 888-732-5011, 888-732-5011, or you can check him out online at crossbreedholsters.com, crossbreedholsters.com. Support them for supporting us and getting freedom out on the airwaves every week here on Armed American Radio. Okay, some really big news. If you were not with us last week or you couldn't understand my scratchy voice, this program goes to two-hour format beginning September 13th. That's a beautiful thing. We will be able to feed your head for a solid 2 hours of the truth. And that means an awful lot to us. You asked for it. You got it. Thank you so much for your help and for your efforts. I'd like to get to a couple emails real quick. We've had a number of folks getting a hold of us. I wish we had more time tonight, but they're great. And I want to read this one out. This is from Brian. Hey, Mark, you need to get George Hill on again for an extended session when you go to 2 hours. I've been back and forth with him, emailing back and forth with him the past few days, and that guy is a real character. Take care, Brian. Brian, you're right about that. George has got it going on, and I can assure everybody, and I'm sure that that George is listening to the program tonight, too, the Mad Ogre. He knows, as well as the listeners know, that George has not seen his last appearance. In fact, we're going to invite him on right after the first two-hour broadcast. He'll be back to talk about some fun stuff. So thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. George, if you're listening, we love you, and we'll see you on the radio here real soon. This one comes up. This is an update from Dave Olson. A couple weeks back, you folks might remember the open carry event that we were helping everybody with up there in Wisconsin. Well, he sent us an update here to let us know how that went. And here's what it says. It says, wow, what can I say? It was a huge success. We had 385 people sign the guest book. Some admittedly didn't sign it. This does not include the organizers or staff, so I feel comfortable saying over 400 were in attendance. And he sent some links to the media coverage. Great stuff. Thanks to everybody who got out and supported that Wisconsin open carry event. That's very, very important in today's political environment. Another one real quick. This comes from Sean Patterson in Redford, Michigan. Dear Mark, I'm writing today about your article. He did say great, but, I just blew that there. I'm writing today about your article I just read in the most recent issue of Concealed Carry Magazine. I have been concealed carrying for a couple of years here in the Metro Detroit area of Michigan, but just started to open carry this last Wednesday. I have to say that I was nervous as heck the first time out. After a trip to Best Buy with a local PD unit parked right out front, Office Max, Radio Shack, and a local drugstore without a single issue, my confidence is now a couple notches higher. Nobody ran from the store screaming. No SWAT van surrounded me as I exited, and no small children were irreparably traumatized. I personally decided to start to open carry for a few reasons. One is that although I feel confident that I could use my concealed weapon to get me out of a dangerous situation, I believe that my openly displayed weapon will most likely keep me from ever getting into a dangerous situation. Attackers look for soft targets, and I believe that anyone who might wish to do me or my family harm and sees the Sig Sauer on my hip will have an immediate change of heart. Secondly, I believe that, as you said in your article, those of us who are law-abiding, sensible citizens need to educate the public that guns in the hands of competent owners is a good thing and can deter crime and save lives. Third, I believe in the statement that a right not exercised is a right lost, and without the Second Amendment, we have no power to protect the other rights and freedoms that we as Americans enjoy. Is open carry the wave of the future? Who knows? But for now, I will always have a firearm with me in public and will display it for all to see when I feel it is appropriate. Best regards, Sean, Redford, Michigan. Sean, good for you. Carrying the torch, my man. Appreciate it very much. Keep up the great work up there in the free state of Michigan. Folks, we have got one heck of a show tonight. We're going to get to it in just a second, but the Freedom States Alliance teed me up again, and I just simply cannot let this go. And I think what I'm going to do is go over this with Dr. Eimer, because we're running into the first break here a little bit quicker than I had anticipated. But the Freedom States Alliance, guys, if you haven't joined this stuff and you don't see what the enemy camp, the propaganda that the enemy camp is putting out week after week, you need to. FreedomStatesAlliance.com, FREEDOM, States Alliance, ALLIANCE.com. Get on their mailing list and take a look at this stuff. You need to see the propaganda these folks are putting out there. Of course, they're honoring, Senator Ted Kennedy, a survivor of gun violence and a true advocate. We will not talk about Ted Kennedy on this program tonight. But some of the headlines on the Freedom States Alliance email that just came out are just absolutely mind-boggling. And what I'm going to do is bring in Dr. Bruce Eimer. Dr. Bruce Eimer has been on this program a couple times. In fact, he is making his third appearance. I believe it's his third appearance tonight. Dr. Eimer is a PhD and clinical psychologist and NRA-certified enforcement firearms instructor, handgun and shotgun in Philadelphia. Bruce teaches concealed carry classes that satisfy the training requirements for Florida, Virginia, and Utah multi-state carry permits. He also provides private firearm instruction. He is the author, co-author of The Essential Guide to Handguns, and has an awful lot of web stuff to talk about with us tonight, as well as some really fun stuff. So we're going to go ahead and bring Bruce in here right now. Dr. Eimer, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. It is always a pleasure to have you on the air.
The pleasure is mine as well.
Bruce, the Freedom States Alliance, are you familiar with these guys?
Actually, you mentioned them to me about an hour ago, and I'm on their website right now.
Okay, this is propaganda at its finest, and it's mind-boggling what these guys put out. And I want to get into this with you and get your opinion here because I value it so highly. And from your psychological standpoint, I know you're going to have something to say about this stuff. But if you look at the last email that came out, of course, what they do is they break this stuff down into headlines, okay? Paul Helmke, president of Brady Campaign on Huffington Post, Edward Kennedy, a lion in the fight against gun violence. Statement of CSGV President Mike Beard on the passing of Senator Kennedy. Assault weapon ban for G20 summit. Gun debate springs from Pittsburgh's proposal to control protesters. Now, you're up there in PA. We might want to touch on that in a second. Of course, they can't get away without mentioning that the two Virginia Tech students were found slain in a Virginia forest, of course, playing on the horrible tragedy there. Senator Harry Reid joins disgraced fellow Senator John Ensign and NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre to dedicate Shooting Park. Cue the ridiculous sound bites. Disturbing video. Representative Wally Herger, Republican California, calls self-identified right-wing terrorist a great American. And they go into something that George Hill and I spoke about a couple weeks back, and that was the issue in Phoenix with the open carry. And they talk about pro-gun supporter Ted Rall slams armed protesters at Obama's events. Have you seen any of this stuff?
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm aware of the appearance of a number of open carry advocates at some of President Obama's appearances.
Well, listen to this quote they put up here, and I need somebody to clarify this for me because I'm not getting it. A dozen men appeared outside Obama's appearance in Phoenix brandishing loaded guns. quote, this is from pro-gun supporter Ted Raw. I don't know who Ted is, so we'll have to look him up. A dozen men appeared outside Obama's appearance in Phoenix brandishing loaded guns. We will forcefully resist people imposing their will on us through the strength of the majority with a vote, said one who carried an AR-15 military-style automatic rifle. Of course, it's semi-automatic, folks. You read that right. They threatened to use guns to annul the results of the last election. Bruce, did you hear that in that quote anywhere?
They are playing on people's emotions, and they are using words incorrectly.
These Unbelievable. Okay, we're going into our first break. I ran my gator a little bit long. Stick around, everybody. We'll be back in full force with Dr. Bruce Eimer right after the break.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-Step Plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-Step Plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
The outlandish claims are everywhere. Settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. Trinity wants you to know the whole truth about debt settlement plans. Fact, most debt settlement clients pay thousands in upfront fees only to end up in bankruptcy with their credit scores ruined. It's true. With debt settlement, your creditors can sue you, forcing you to sell your assets and surrender your paycheck to wage garnishment. If you have a sincere desire to meet your obligations, remember this. Trinity has been a loyal member of the Christian Radio family for more than 20 years. Let us show you how to work within your budget, pay off your debt, save thousands, improve your credit rating, and preserve your good name. Call 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5348.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody, where we're joined by our guest this evening, Dr. Bruce Eimer. Bruce, you know, I read this quote here, and before we get into the meat of what we're going to talk about for the rest of this program, I think it is absolutely vitally important that our listeners hear what this group is saying. Now, they're quoting the man who was carrying the AR-15 at the Obama rally, and they quote him as such: "We will forcefully resist people imposing their will on us through the strength of the majority with a vote." Now, what that says to me is that the man is saying we are going to use a majority and the Constitution and our right to vote to change what we don't like. The Freedom States Alliance here responds with, "You read that right. They," and then in bold letters, "threatened to use guns to annul the result of the last election." That is absolutely vicious vitriol. Bruce, help me out here. Am I missing something in this quote?
Well, you know that a person's words can be misinterpreted, and language is interpreted based on the context in which the words are uttered. To me, I interpret this quote, which is given totally out of context, to mean that the man was saying that we're going to resist people imposing their will on us by using the power of the vote. And that's the purpose of demonstrating, to get your message out, to get more people to see your point of view. But what they're also doing is they're peppering this report, which is obviously highly biased, with misleading and incorrect usage of words, such as the word brandishing, which means essentially showing off a weapon for purposes of intimidating someone else. That is not the case here, clearly. Clearly, these people were exercising their fundamental right to keep and bear arms and to carry openly in the state of Arizona, which is mandated under the Arizona Constitution.
Bruce, I don't have the time, and I just realized it tonight, because if you look further down, this is important stuff that people must pay attention to, and it bears witness here on this program. It's why we're here. These people cannot, and they will not, get away with this as long as I'm on the air and as long as I have people like you to talk to with a level head and common sense. Now, if you look at that a little farther, they talk about Frommer's travel guides, this Arthur Frommer, who is the founder of Frommel Travel Guides, being scared to death to travel to Arizona now because he was unaware of the open carry laws. Well, let me educate the public here, and let me educate anybody that's listening that might believe this garbage propaganda from this hideous left-wing extremist group that they are. 42 states actually allow some form of open carry. Excuse me, 43. I stand corrected again. Let me tell you the seven that disallow open carry in any form: New York, Illinois, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, and South Carolina. Every other state in the nation, including California, allows some form of open carry. So I think Mr. Frommer, who is not quite advocating a ban of travel to Arizona yet, might want to educate himself in his concrete enclave there and might just want to stay put in front of his Mac or his Windows machine, whatever he's using to put this garbage out, because he can't travel anywhere in the United States, with the exception of those seven states, and feel safe in his book.
I'm a psychologist. People will see what they want to see. And on this website, they go on to state that cops stood by and watched. The Secret Service did nothing. Strictly speaking, these people are allowed to openly carry guns they go on to state, which is fine with me, whoever's making this comment. He states, I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment, which you and I both know to these liberals means hunting. But it is horrifying to watch goons threaten to assassinate the President of the United States and get away with it. In no way, shape, or form have I been aware from any news covering of these events, did anyone who was taking part in these demonstrations threaten the President? In fact, if they did, they would have been immediately picked up by the Secret Service and they would be under rendition right now.
As they should have been.
Exactly.
And let's make that very clear.
Exactly.
No one is advocating violence against anyone. No one. And, you know, the folks, I guess it's so frustrating to me because Arizona is my favorite state. We will be out there in Phoenix live very soon. We'll have some announcements on that on the website up and coming, but we expect to be in Phoenix very, very soon. It's my favorite state in the country. Love to live there. I would give anything to live out there. A free state. And people who don't come from free states, Bruce, don't understand this stuff. And, you know, we've talked about it before. We could beat this horse all day long. But if this man with the gun, any of them, any person out there without a gun, threatened to kill the President of the United States, they ought to be right where they belong, either in a box or in prison.
Absolutely.
And nobody's advocating that, and he certainly didn't. What he was saying was, we want to change what's being forced on us through our vote. So more power to him for that. That's the way I read that. I read that quote. In the meantime, Bruce, let's get into some really fun stuff here. You are an expert in the revolvers.
I like revolvers, and I carry them regularly.
Well, talk to us about them. Let's start this segment off. We've got a couple minutes before we go into a break, about 3 minutes. And let's set this up and tee up the second half hour here. What do you like about them and why?
I like revolvers because they're easy to use, they're easy to carry, they're easy to conceal. And they're actually very effective in up-close and personal dangerous encounters if deadly force were to be required. Revolvers do require training to operate well, but on the other hand, they are essentially point-and-shoot handguns, which semi-automatic pistols are typically not. It doesn't require a lot of training to operate a revolver in an emergency situation to save your life. And in most instances, revolvers don't malfunction as frequently as semi-automatic pistols. And therefore, revolvers are great defensive weapons. Clearly, revolvers don't, as semi-automatic pistols do, conjure up the hoplophobics, that means the phobic person of guns, fears of the evil assault weapon. They are rather innocuous. They are extremely effective for what they are designed to do, and therefore I like them.
Bruce, you know, you recall back, Volume 6, July 2009, the wheel gun issue.
Yes.
Of Concealed Carry Magazine.
Yes.
And, folks, you guys can get out there and check it out at www.concealedcarry.com. We're going to be taking a break. When we get back, we're going to delve into the specifics of revolver carry with Bruce Eimer. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Radio with Dr. Bruce Eimer. Bruce, we were just starting to get into the revolvers and what your thoughts are, and I know that you have a pretty good affair with the revolver. I think everybody does. I would recommend, and this is my own personal opinion, everybody, my own personal opinion, that a revolver is a great place to start if you're new to guns. If you're one of the folks out there over the last 12 months that have been purchasing guns off the shelves like crazy, I hope a large majority of you new gun owners were picking up revolvers. Bruce, talk to us about that.
Well, I've had a long-standing love affair with revolvers. I love revolvers because, as I mentioned earlier, they are so easy to use. And, of course, they do require training to use expertly, but they're so well-suited for defensive purposes. Revolvers, especially the kind with short barrels, which are commonly known as snubbies or snub-nosed revolvers, are very effective for close-up and personal deadly force encounters. They lend themselves to deep concealment. They have a very favorable ratio of power to size. They're pocketable. They carry well and tight to the body in a belt holster. And they tend to have a robust reliability if you buy a well-known revolvers. I personally believe that Smith & Wesson makes the best revolvers on the planet. And while I've dabbled in some of the other companies' revolvers, I basically carry and use Smith & Wesson revolvers. Now, Ruger does make some great revolvers, so I have to say Ruger is a close second to Smith & Wesson. They don't have as many offerings. They're great for single action. When it comes to carrying revolvers for defensive use, you know what? Single action will do just as fine as double action. I know people in the state of Arizona that are expert single action shooters with 45 Colt revolvers, and boy, oh boy, they are pretty good at using them. But for purposes of us city dwellers and most of us out there, we want to have a double action revolver. Smith & Wesson makes the most choices for the most people, given the person's particular needs. Ruger has just come out with a great new snub-nose, pocketable, small-frame revolver called the Ruger LCR, which stands for Light Carry Revolver. And it is eminently shootable. It's fun to shoot. It's controllable. It's light. It's easy to carry in your pocket. Based on my experience with the one that Ruger has sent me for test and evaluation, I put about 400 rounds through mine thus far without any cleaning. When I test and evaluate a gun, I like to abuse it. Of course, I've been accused by some friends of abusing some of my own guns because I'm sometimes lazy about cleaning them, and that should not be a lead by example. I think people should clean their firearms regularly, and I do. There may be some denial there. But when I test a gun, I like to see how many rounds I can put through it without cleaning it, because, of course, I want to see the worst-case scenario. I want to see how much that gun can take. So far, I put through, as I said, somewhere between 400 and 500 rounds through the LCR, different loads, hollow points, different weight bullets, full metal jacket, target loads, and that gun hasn't burped, as most revolvers won't do. Most revolvers don't burp. Semi-automatic pistols generally are the handguns that do, which is why revolvers are so well-suited for defensive carry, because you want something that you could count on to go bang when you press the trigger.
That is the object, and the revolver fits that bill very, very, very well.
It sure does.
You know, you say that the gun doesn't burp. Tell us about the regimen when you abuse the revolver. When let's equate that to a new gun owner, okay? Because we're hoping that everybody out there is getting trained, all right? Professional training at the very least, okay? What type of regimen should they be putting that gun through?
Well, first of all, when you buy any kind of handgun or long gun for defensive purposes, you need to find out what kind of ammo does that gun like. And you need to determine what loads you're going to use in that firearm for purposes of using that gun for self-defense.
When particularly that gun is important in a semi-automatic, let's make that point very clear.
It's very important because semi-automatic pistols are prone, some types of semi-automatic pistols are prone to jamming, having malfunctions or stoppages with certain types of hollow point rounds. And, you know, they may do it with one type and they may not do it with another type. So some are finicky. That's why I like Glocks. Glocks pretty much eat everything that you feed them.
Right out of the box. Let's make that very, very clear. I've got one on my hip right now, the 23. I've moved away from the nickel-plated sissy pistols. I hate to use that term. I'm quoting the movie, Tommy Lee Jones. But I went back to the Glock, the 23. Bruce, it's a wonderful carry piece. And the reason I did was because of exactly what you just said, and it's important the listeners hear it too. It eats anything you feed it right out of the box, and that's what you're looking for in a carry piece, be it a revolver or a semi-automatic.
The Glock 23, by the way, was my first semi-automatic pistol that I ever bought, followed by the 27, which is the baby version of the 23.
How do you like that 27?
Oh, really? I like it a lot. I would say that I carry the 26 about 50% of the time, just because it's a little bit more controllable, that is, a little less snappy. The 40 cartridge, as you know, can be snappy. It's quite controllable in the 23, I'm sure you're aware. from having shot it. But in the 27, you really have to hold on to it pretty tightly. Now, I'm not particularly recoil sensitive. If a person is, the 27 is not the gun for them. And in many cases, the 40 caliber is not the gun for people that are recoil sensitive. But getting back to the question that you asked about the regimen for breaking in a new handgun, it's really important, whether it's a semi-automatic pistol or a revolver, that you test the gun with the particular ammunition or loads that you intend to stoke that handgun with for your personal defense, because, number one, you want to make sure if it's a semi-automatic pistol that it doesn't jam, that it feeds reliably. And number two, whether it's a revolver or a semi-automatic pistol, you want to make sure that that gun shoots those bullets accurately, because certain guns just like certain types of food more than others. Just like we like to eat certain kinds of food. I like mushroom pizza rather than pepper pizza. And, you know, I might get indigestion if I have too many hot peppers.
Well, oh, especially up there in Philadelphia. Especially up there in Philadelphia.
Let me tell you, it's a big temptation. I have to really control that.
Hey, listen, the revolvers, you know, I've owned a bunch of them over the years. And I've owned everything from the Taurus, my favorite carry revolver right now. And I do carry it regularly. Because of the very points that you made, its concealability, its comfort. Now, it's the Smith & Wesson M&P. The black matte finish is beautiful. The 340, it's gorgeous. But I'll tell you what, that thing's got a little bit of a kick to it, whether it's carrying the 38 or the 357. Now, the 357, I just don't fire the 357 in it. It's absolutely vicious. Now, in a self-defense situation, I'm not sure how I would handle that. But even the 38 round is pretty brutal in that thing because it's a very small gun. And very well designed, and it'll take the 357 rounds. Do I run the risk of damaging that weapon by firing 357s in it? Not that I would, but will the gun take it on a regular basis?
Are you talking about the Smith & Wesson M&P 340?
That's the one, the Smith & Wesson M&P 340.
Well, the Smith & Wesson M&P 340, that happens to be my favorite carry revolver right now, can handle a steady diet of 357 Magnum. That gun weighs a bit more, not a lot more, about 2.5 ounces more than their Air Lights, which are their Scandium guns. This gun weighs, it comes in at about 13.5 to 14 ounces, unloaded, which is a little bit less than their Air Weights, which have been around for quite a long time. Up to two boxes of 357 Magnums through my M&P 340.
Oh, man. Hey, Bruce, hold on to that thought. You got more in you than me if you put two boxes through it. I can't hack it in that 340. We'll be right back, everybody, with more with Dr. Bruce Eimer right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back. That's great music, Bruce. I could listen to that for a couple minutes. A couple things that we want to talk about here with Dr. Eimer. Bruce, you had written your latest column, which just came out in Concealed Carry Magazine about a week ago. Did you get your issue yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay, teaching an old dog new tricks. And you've got some highlighted things here that I want the listeners to hear. Because regardless of whether we're talking about the revolver or the semi-automatic, these tips matter. And I guess we'll start with the top tips from training experience. Do not stop training. Stay in shape. Don't become stagnant. Age is no excuse, right?
Correct.
Recognize that you will fight as you have trained. Learn to train with pain. Train to win the fight, not just to survive.
Yes.
There is no substitute for good equipment. Make sure your equipment works and that it fits you. Become intimate and competent with your equipment by training with it on a daily basis. Practice drawing your gun from the holster until it becomes a muscle memory and you have become unconsciously competent, able to do the task completely without conscious thought. Very important there. Training must be reality-based. With that said, many useful ideas for drills can be obtained from competition and matches, such as IDPA and IPSC, which we've talked about on this program before. And those who carry firearms should take continuing education in defensive firearms use, defensive tactics, and less lethal techniques. When you stop learning, you stop living. That's great advice, regardless of what you're carrying, even if you're carrying a taser.
Absolutely.
So, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what you've got in your pocket. It doesn't matter what you have on your hip. It can be the taser C2. It can be a pocket knife. It can be anything. It can be a set of keys, for crying out loud, if that's what you've decided to carry. makes no difference, but follow this advice because it really is powerful stuff and it can save your life one day. Run with it, Bruce.
Well, professionals have to be certified to use particular weapons in order for them to avoid liability issues. And there are, of course, many professionals that get certified and then never practice, and maybe they have to qualify with those weapons. Of course, in the case of law enforcement and security personnel, they have to qualify at least once a year. But it's important to remember that qualification is not training. But the basic idea behind professionals in the security and law enforcement areas having to get certified training with the particular weapons that they're going to carry on their duty gear is so that they know how to use those weapons if the balloon goes up. And, of course, they go to work every day expecting the balloon to go up. Well, I think that the armed citizen or the armed civilian or the armed non-sworn person who chooses to carry a concealed firearm needs to also go out there into the world with the expectation that the worst might happen at any time. And I'm not, you know, taking a pessimistic or a dark or gray view of the world, even though the world is at this point in time pretty much in a lot of trouble. But what I'm basically saying is that Murphy was an optimist, and that if you're going to carry a handgun, that you need to be very, very intimately familiar with it, and that means that you need to be unconsciously competent with it. It's like, you know, if you're learning to play the piano, you're focused on what each finger is doing as you're reading the notes on some song that you're learning, but once you become accomplished as a pianist, you don't really think about what your fingers are doing, and that's the level of competence that a person has to have or develop when they're carrying a weapon, or else then the liberals would be right. That weapon could be a liability for that person in terms of their survival. What was your question?
It really wasn't. I wanted to cover those tips from the training experience because what you're talking about specifically right now would really kind of lends into the muscle memory. And that is so important because you will always react, and any professional athlete knows this, that you react as you train. And anybody who's ever been through two-a-day practices when they were growing up in high school is well aware of that, that's why they put you through the regimens they put you through, so that when you get out on the field, you act exactly as you ran through it in practice, that it becomes second nature to you. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're carrying is my point.
You're right. In your excellent book, which you gave me the opportunity to review, which I don't want to steal your thunder, but you have this wonderful book that you've co-authored with Kathy Jackson that is going to be published.
Go ahead, steal it.
Lessons from Armed America. There is a chapter that Kathy Jackson, who's the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, wrote the most brilliant chapter on the physiology of danger that I ever read. And basically, the upshot of it is that you are going to regress to your lowest level of training under the extreme stress of a lethal force encounter. What that means then is that your lowest level of training that you're going to regress to, it better be a level of training that is going to get you through the situation, not just to survive, but to be victorious. And that means that whatever it is that you choose to carry, whether it's a snubby revolver or a Glock semi-automatic pistol or one of the wonderful Sig Sauer semi-automatic pistols or a Heckler & Koch HK pistol, you know, you need to really be familiar with that gun, and you need to go to the range, and you need to have a practice regimen, and you need to practice with it at home with no ammunition around so that it's perfectly safe, so that you just are very, very overly familiar with handling it and with pointing it and withdrawing it, acquiring it, all the things that you need to know to be one with your tool. Because remember, handguns firearms are tools. They are self-defense tools. They are emergency rescue tools. They are emergency rescue equipment. What the liberal lunatics who want to disarm us all fail to acknowledge is that having a gun is the same thing as having a fire extinguisher or a smoke detector. It just makes sense. I mean, it doesn't mean that you expect your house to burn down tonight. It means that you're prepared in case such an eventuality were to occur. You are going to be alerted, and you should have a routine for what to do in that instance. And that's why we carry weapons with us. In the eventual, if the worst or the gravest extreme, as my friend and mentor Masad Ayoub says, in the gravest extreme, if that were to happen, you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan, and you need to have good equipment.
Bruce, I could talk to you for so long. I'm so glad that we're moving the program to 2 hours on the 13th of September. We're very excited about that. And I know there's a lot. I get emails every week. I'll get a ton of them tonight. I'll get a ton of them tomorrow, that we move through the topics too quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because the hour flies by here, and I know that you feel the same way. So having said that, I want to get to an email here that we got from Arthur in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Arthur asks, please explain the difference between double action and single action. I'm considering my first handgun. Great show. Look forward to your answer. Bruce, go for it. We could close the program out with that, but let's give Arthur up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the basics of the difference between the two actions.
Okay. Basically, double action is that mode of a handgun's operation whereby when you press the trigger to the rear, it simultaneously cocks the weapon, and if the weapon has an external hammer, it cocks the hammer, and at the same time, throughout the rearward travel of the trigger...
You'll get it out, Bruce. You'll get it out.
Yeah, it fires the weapon. So basically, it does two things. It cocks the action, and it fires the weapon. Whereas single action, what that refers to is that when you press the trigger, it only does one thing, and that is it drops the hammer or the firing pin, whatever the case may be. So in single action, if you're going to carry it locked and loaded, which is condition one, which is the only way to carry a single action weapon to be adequately prepared, the gun is cocked, the firing pin is cocked or the hammer is cocked, the gun is locked with some sort of safety, whether it be an internal safety like in a Springfield XD or whether it be a manual safety or grip safety as in a 1911. And then when those safeties are released or disengaged, pressing the trigger rearward drops the hammer.
Okay, Bruce, I've got to stop you right there. I think that covered it for Arthur. We'll check back with him by email. We're going to be coming to a close here, and I want you to tell us a little bit about what you got cooking out there as far as your books, your websites, and everything else before we have to close this program out.
Okay, well, one of the most exciting things that we're doing right now is we're building an online community called DefensiveHandguns.com. DefensiveHandguns.com, which is our URL, is the question and answer and discussion forum for everyone interested in armed self-defense.
Okay, Bruce, I need to stop you there. Everybody, I hate to do it. Join Bruce at his website. Visit us at armedamericanradio.org, usconcealedcarry.com, and we will see you next week. One show left before we go to 2 hours. See you next week, everybody.
Listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.